So when you were milking by hand.
Yeah.
How long did that last, the hand milking, before you got the machines?
Well, there wasn't such a thing, to my knowledge, when I was a girl. It was after Tony and I were married a few years. I'm sure some people had them some places, but they weren't they were not a common thing. And it really came about when you had to have more cows. It wouldn't have made any sense at all for a dozen cows.
Right.
It'd be more work than it was worth. But when you started having 34, 25, 30 cows, well, then you started thinking, hey, I could use milkers,
Right.
And then too, you see, when I was growing up, if kids finished eighth grade, they didn't have to go to school anymore. They didn't have to go till they were 16. Later, it was 16 who had to go. But when I grew up, if you got through eighth grade, you were all done unless you wanted or were able to go to high school. So then those kids that were home after that, they were part of the workforce.
And your dad was working behind horses. When did how many horses did he have?
He had three, which was unusual. Most farmers just had two, unless they had one buggy horse, what they called buggy horse. That was a trotter or something, what we'd call a trotter nowadays. It was not such a plunky clod like a Clydesdale or anything. It was a lighter horse and didn't have to be heavy. He just pulled a buggy, just one horse. And some people had that. We never had one. We just had our regular work horses.
And then when did tractors come about?
I can't remember that my father had one. He maybe did after I was gone, when I wasn't home anymore.
Right.
But Tone and I got one. We were married in 41, and Tone's folks had burnt out the year we were married. They lost everything in the house fire. And so I never thought about that so much, but when we were married, they gave us a team of horses. That was something they could spare, I think, because they sure, they had a big family and had just burnt out and lost everything. But they gave us they gave us, or was it one horse? I can't quite remember anymore. But anyway, we ended up with a team of horses, and that's what we started out first. And when we were first married, we lived in Marion as a tenant farmer for Joe Lowry. And then I would help in the fields to get the work done. Tone would have the horses, and then I drove the tractor. Joe Lowry had a tractor. So I drove a tractor then. And after we were on our own on the farm, when we bought the farm, we got our first tractor.
So 44-ish, maybe? 45?
Oh, I can't even think what it was right now. I'd probably have to ask my brother John. He'd probably remember. I know we didn't get a John Deere. I always laughed because they always sounded like they were missing a beat. But you never knew when it was coming.
Yep.
When that extra hard one was coming.
Yep.
Musical it wasn't. But what kind did we have first? We had an Oliver. We called him Old Ollie. We had him for years and years and years. Don't really liked it. Later on, we got a second tractor, and that was an International.
Yeah.